the president's budget, of course, comes out this week. This is late for a budget, but for a first-time president, it's actually almost a little bit early.
Right. Uh-huh.
Many of us were speculating it would be March or even April. A lot of federal workers and retirees and people are going to be looking at it. You know, we're not a city of wonks, no matter what people think. We're not all sitting by there taking notes. But a lot of people will be watching it to see if the administration has promised that it's going to do a line-by-line review of all federal programs.
Yeah.
Probably not possible, but we know what they're talking about.
Not in this amount of time.
And it could take forever. But they are going to look at some things. And some things to look for is there might be a tip-off as to what the federal pay raise will be in 2010. Might be a tip-off as to if the administration is going to impose a hiring freeze. When I suggested that, a lot of people said, you're crazy because the stimulus is going to mean more federal workers, more jobs in different agencies. And that's true, but it could be a good psychological ploy for the administration to freeze it and then say, we're freezing it in place, and we're going to get a handle on this, and then we're going to proceed from there. So the number of things to look at. One of the big ones, too, is health care. Many people are speculating that the president's going to spend a lot of his time in his radio address or in his address to Congress talking about his health care plan, and that could have a major impact on federal workers and retirees.
One of the things that always cracks me up about the budget is we in the press all treat it as if this is like, okay, well, the budget's out, and therefore, and it's important to remember that this is sort of lays out, it's a very important document, but it lays out the administration's priorities. This all has to work its way through the system.
Absolutely good point, because we do report breathlessly. He, whoever the president is, has requested this, will deny that, but it's got to go through the congressional process. I don't know. It would be funny if somebody would analyze this sometime and see what percentage of a president's budget is actually approved by the Congress. I would guess it's rather small.
Yeah. Well, but this is an interesting year because all of a sudden we have the same party controlling both sides of Pennsylvania Avenue. And a lot of, you know, so often we talk about budgets being dead on arrival. It'll be interesting to see what the congressional reaction to this document is.
Yeah. And again, the administration has gone on record again and again and again talking about transparency and talking about no earmarks, no pork. Well, some people think that is just physically impossible in the Congress as it's constituted.
Plus, one man's pork is another man's necessity.
Right.
You know, I mean, some people are calling, you know, rebuilding bridges and stuff pork because it would come under someone else's constituency. But bridges are kind of critical for people to be able to get around. So it just depends on your point of view.
Exactly. And they made much about the bridge that went nowhere in Alaska. Right. But you're right. They are bridges. You know what it reminds me of? Something one of the third class mailers lobbyists told me years ago. People talk about junk mail. You know, it clutters up your mailbox. Nobody uses it. And he said, look, we're not dummies. We spend a lot of money on this. He said, if people didn't use these flyers, we wouldn't send them out.
Right, exactly.
So again, one man's pork is another man's nice project. It's like junk mail.
Yeah. Well, but it's important to say that this will be the sort of when the push comes to shove, this is the first indication we have of how money will actually be spent. What are the priorities of the administration? That's what I always try and find in this budget document.
Yeah, and that's a good thing to look for. And again, as you say, this is the first time we've had one-party government with a new president coming in.
Right.
And I don't know when. So the opportunities for doing things fast are there. Whether that's a good thing or not is what remains to be seen.
More on your turn tomorrow?
Your turn tomorrow. I've got two good guests, Jill Christman from the National Active and Retired Federal Employees, and she's going to be explaining many retired people in this country, whether they're federal retirees, military retirees, or people who get Social Security, are going to get a one-time check from the government. This is one check that won't bounce.
Yeah.
It's $250. You can spend it any way you like because it's your money, in effect. But they're going to be getting this check. Others who are still employed, they're retired, but they may have other income or employed, may get a $250 tax credit for the year 2009. She's going to explain how that works. Very complicated. And then coming up, we'll have financial planner Arthur Stein, who's going to be talking about, you know, how to survive. We had inflation last year. Now we're into a period of deflation. Nobody knows what's happening. The stock market keeps going down. Your thrift savings plan, as you guys discussed yesterday on your show, ain't looking good, not right now.
Yeah.
So he's going to be talking about sort of survival techniques.